It's time now for Fashionista Friday with Monica Bothan from Monica's Apparel and Accessories in Dawson, Minnesota.
And she definitely has a look on this snowy Friday morning. Good morning, Monica.
Good morning. No, snow is going to keep me away.
That's right. Yeah, I couldn't believe you made it over.
I made it over. Can you believe it?
It's good. Good traveling. No, it's not bad.
No.
Okay.
Nope.
Snowy.
It's winter. It's Minnesota. Come on. You know, if we don't ever drive in snow, how are we going to remember?
Okay.
That's my motto.
Yeah, yeah,
think
there you
positive.
Go.
Allow a little bit of time. That's what my hubby said. Allow some time.
Slow
don't
down.
Go there just so you think you're going to be there in X amount of minutes.
Yep. Good. So. Well, we're glad you're here. And, if you're listening, Monica always loves to answer fashion questions. So pick up that phone and call 598-7301. Maynard will let you get to chat with Maynard.
And this has to be a question about a vacation.
Oh, vacation. That's the theme today,
yes,
then.
Yes, it has to be about a vacation.
Okay. 320-598-7301. And the first caller wins a...
$25 gift certificate for something to put in that suitcase when you're traveling.
When you're traveling. All right. So, fashion question. One...
And one winner each year. Thank you.
Yep.
These guys do a fabulous job of keeping track of everything. I love it. One yep. a year.
All right. 598-7301. Be that first caller with a fashion question about vacation packing and you win. All right. Well, you brought some apparel in the studio with us. And what's the theme again? Pack and play?
I pack, you fly marathon.
I pack, you fly. Okay, so Monica was going to pack your suitcase and then you take off.
There you go.
And I bet you were packing light.
Pack light. Pack things that match. Pack things that coordinate. Oh, it's so much easier than throwing 52 outfits in a suitcase. Trust me.
Okay. You know, I learned this from you.
More time for fun.
When I went to Hawaii, I learned this from you. Roll up your T-shirts. Roll up. You know, make it a tight roll. You get more in your bag that way.
Oh, yeah. That's what I do.
Yeah. I learned that from you.
What I preach. So here, me, I'm fairly normal. Yeah. Fairly. And so the last time we went to Vegas for market, we decided to take a large suitcase because KB has some extra stuff he wanted to, you know, there's just stuff that we have to bring.
Right.
And so I thought, oh, my, I have so much room.
Oof. You had plenty
so
of room.
I was rolling away in there, and I thought, Monica, come on. What do you preach to everybody else? You better start listening to yourself.
Okay.
But, you know, every time we'd go out for breakfast, I'd spill syrup or something down my shirt, and I'd either have to change or, good old, if it's black, it can just wash right off.
Yep.
That's the trick I want to talk to you about today.
Okay.
When you fly, if you buy or bring things that are not only friendly to match and mix and match, but if you bring materials that you spill something down the front of your shirt, picture this black and white top right here.
Mm-hmm.
If we spilled syrup down the front, a little cold water, come right out.
Okay.
I think of all those things.
Yeah.
Because if you're in a situation like that, and what are you going to do? Have to run back? I actually can't do a marathon. Well, maybe I could if I walked. But to go back to a hotel in Vegas is not, you know, it might look like it's just over there, but that could be 3,800 steps.
Okay.
You know, I might lose a few pounds going, but you've got to plan that way. And that's the theme of this. I've been packing people, and a lot of people like it when they do a theme, especially if they love black and white anyway.
Okay.
So that's the theme of today. I wanted to have, because on this day, oh, what is Monica wearing?
Let's talk about Monica's wearing.
Monica had to get a new outfit today.
You did?
Yes, my winter storm outfit. Okay, so we got these corduroys that are like velvet.
Yep.
In Zinfandel.
Zinfandel.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
tucked
that's
into
the
my
color.
Little,
okay.
Tucked into my booty with my Zinfandel. And it's a mesh coloring of, it says black is in there and hunter green and that Zinfandel, and it's comfortable and it's my favorite, the V-neck.
Yep.
In front and back.
Oh, yeah.
And so not only am I fairly cute,
You're always cute.
Always. So, I don't like to say that about myself.
You're cute.
Maybe I'm dressed cute, and then I'm cozy, and so it's a win-win.
Yep.
And I'm comfortable.
Yeah, the V-neck keeps you cool.
Oh, and yet I'm warm, and yet I'm cool, and I love V-neck, and it's the best. It is absolutely the best to wear to elongate our figure. So many people want to cover up your necks, throw a scarf on, throw some jewelry. I can't stand too much around my neck because I get hot.
Yep.
But I could. I wear a scarf when it's cold, too.
Right, right.
But, you know, I'm cozy and I'm comfortable. And you know what? There's these days in winter that we're going to appreciate what I have on today. It's comfortable.
Yeah, it is. It looks very comfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I have friends that are planning a vacation to Florida or to Mexico or whatever. And so they're going to think about packing. So what would you suggest
to them? Okay, so I'd suggest this to them. Don't bring so much.
Don't bring so much.
And they always say to me, whenever I see you on a picture in a different outfit, well, I plan that too, you know. But the thing of it is, you've got to understand is when you're traveling, this is by no means light. What I have all here, we could put all in a suitcase, roll it up, and you never notice the difference because of one thing. The black and white, notch color, longer coat, that's that knit material.
Yep.
I'd wear that as my coat, right?
Okay.
Okay. Yep. Now, it's part of your outfit, too. A blazer. It can be a blazer, too. So I'd have that on to the airport, correct?
Okay, yep.
And then I'd throw on, my either white pull-on.
Don't fall off the chair.
No, I can't. Don't want us to have to stay at KOQP. I don't know if they can handle me all day. And then I wear these pull-on little white with the little stones on. Yep. They're like little stones. They're like silver. I don't know how to explain them.
Right on the bottom of the pants.
Yes, they're so freaking cute.
Yeah.
Pull-on. So you throw that with your jacket. I'd probably start out with black pull-on to go there. And then you throw on your white ones. And then you have that coat. And then you throw on this little short sleeve cream and black top with a little bling and throw underneath that coat with the black capri or pants. See how cute that all looks together? We're working it. Cooler nights, a lot of these places, they say they're warm, and then 5:30, 6 o'clock comes, the sun starts going down, and guess what? We need that coat. Yep. Oh my, Monica was thinking. And then, going out for dinner on the town, you could throw on this 3/4 tunic, black and cream.
That really looks fancy.
Yeah, but it's not. It's just cotton knit.
Yep.
But you know what made it fancy? I'm glad you said that. Yeah. The black lace vest on top.
Yep, the lace vest.
Layering. Yep. It's all about layering pieces.
Yep.
So we could throw that on for evening out in the town. And then, then you've been asked to go to the seafood buffet and you got to dress up. What to wear? Oh my gosh, I've got it covered.
A formal dress up.
Yeah, okay. A little bit more formal. Then you can throw this little silky vest. It's just a black rayon-y knit. It's cute. It's got a little bling on it. This long vest, long in the back, shorter in the front, with this black and white, cuter than heck, short sleeve top with a little sash tie, and then you got a little slit opening in the arm. How cute is that? Yeah, come that on, isn't that cute?
I think people should come down here and just look at that.
Oh my gosh. I know people have asked that, and I said, I don't really want to do that to the radio station. They've been so good to let me come in.
We're open for business.
So. Yeah. Well, you know, the thing of it is you can come to Awesome Dawson and try these things
on. That's right.
Because I have a heck of a lot more at home to try on.
Yep.
So all of these materials and everything roll in the suitcase. Don't wrinkle.
They don't wrinkle.
No, you could sleep in that baby on the beach and it'll still look good.
Like, what is this material made of here?
So this one, I'm glad you asked, because inside the garment, there always has to be a tag. Mm-hmm. And I could assume it was polyester, and it is. 94% polyester, 6% spandex. Okay, that's why women love it. You know why?
Why?
It's got a little stretch, but it gives then.
Yep.
And it's just comfy, and it's cute, and it's got a tie back.
It looks, it would be cool to wear.
Cool and comfortable, and then it can go underneath that coat again. It could go underneath this vest. Look at this, Paul. It could go underneath this vest. It could go underneath that vest. We're talking mixing and matching. And when you're somewhere, you can make all these different outfits. Less is better.
Okay, that was my question to you, Monica. Don't you think for a rule of thumb, when people pack for a long extended vacation or a trip, they overpack?
Always.
I know I do.
Everyone does. I'm even guilty of it.
Yeah.
But the thing of it is with me is, for me, I sweat, I get hot.
Yeah.
So if I'm working somewhere, too, I think realistically, you have to do two tops a day for sure.
Okay.
So if you want to do realistically, and then that allows for a spill on too. Mm-hmm. So let's say I'm there 4 days. We're going to, if I have 9-10 tops with, I don't think that's too much.
Yeah.
But then what if I throw them in one of my tunics and that? So then all of a sudden you might have a little bit. But then, you know, the rule of thumb is decide what you're going to need actually for those days. And then a lot of places you can wash clothes if you're there for a few weeks. Mm-hmm. And I would take advantage of that.
Okay. All right.
You know, yep. So because most women, and I have to say this, and this will go in my book too, most women take too much, so they're so concerned about what they're going to wear that they're not having fun.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you kind of can plan it out better if you see in your suitcase enough, but, you know, then you can kind of plan out what you're going to wear and just have fun and embrace your trip and take tons of pictures.
What I found out from my wife, anyway, and we're in Hawaii, she actually bought some clothing over there too. I mean, you know, you can do that, I suppose. But
you can. And I've had customers say for like swimsuit cover-ups, it's probably the number one thing people will buy somewhere because they don't have one with.
Yep. But you have plenty at Monica's, don't you?
Well, yeah. You know, the thing of it is what I like to do is I might not sell you a specific swimsuit cover-up because that's all it's for. I might sell you something that you could wear in the evening as a tunic too. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I try to do multi-purpose.
Yep.
But when I go to Vegas again in February, I will be looking seriously for more swimsuit cover-ups.
Okay. Yep.
Yeah. Because
that's really become big. Swimsuit cover-ups weren't really popular back in the 60s, 70s, were they? Or were they?
Yeah.
What'd you say?
See, here's the scoop. When they go to these resorts, the swimsuit cover-up turns into something they want to be able to wear outside on the beach bar mm-hmm. or, you know what I mean? They want to be able to go inside with their swimsuit on, have a drink, and then go back out.
Okay.
But you can't just walk in there, flipper, you know, with all your wet swimsuit. I'm here. You got to cover up,
you know?
So that's why sometimes these lacy cover-ups or anything that's airy that the breeze can go through, or even those silky ponchos make great swimsuit cover-ups.
All right. So you pack, know what?
I pack, you fly marathon.
All right, going on
and I just love it. It's what keeps me going because in the dog days of winter, like my mama used to say, when we're inside, we think of being cozy, maybe baking. Who has time to bake? That's why I went to your grocery store and get some bake stuff.
Yep.
So the thing of it is that we got to remember is we have to take time for the things that matters most. And I just... Yeah.
All right.
I just think, you know what? Come on in shop at Monica's Wednesday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 10 to 5, or by appointment. And right now I'm redoing my store. I have a whole room with red and black for Valentine's Day. And I have my black and white room that I'm redoing. And then I've gotten tons more of white merchandise in. And navy is huge for spring. So I've got a lot of navy and white that's in the store now, too.
All right. So you're open tomorrow when?
I am open tomorrow, which is Saturday, 10 to 5. Right. And then,
today
or by appointment, today till 6.
All right. So get on over to Monica's, shop
drive,
Monica's.
You know, if you want to come today, the roads aren't so bad for right now.
Right.
But drive safe.
All right. Yeah, and tell them Paul sent you over to Monica's.
Oh.
And you might get a salted...
dark chocolate sea salt caramel.
There you go. All right.
Yeah, and remember, Winterfest is coming, too, in Dawson.
All right, we'll talk about that next time, I suppose.
I think we will be able to.
Yeah, all right.
Thank you, and drive safe, everyone. Stay warm, and have a great weekend, and happy packing.
That's Monica with Fashionista Friday.